In his fourth State of the Union address, President Barack Obama says his generation's task is to reignite the true engine of America's economic growth, a rising and thriving middle class. He also urged Congress to tie the minimum wage to the cost of living. But the president insists that nothing he proposes will raise the country's deficit.
Let me repeat. Nothing I'm proposing tonight should increase our deficit by a single dime. It is not a bigger government we need, but a smarter government that sets priorities and invests in broad-based growth.
President Obama does admit that rising Medicare costs are driving the country's long-term debt.
We can't ask senior citizens and working families to shoulder the entire burden of deficit reduction while asking nothing more from the wealthiest and the most powerful.
Obama proposed reducing taxpayer subsidies to prescription drug companies while asking wealthier seniors to pay more. The president also called for efforts to reduce gun violence and urged bipartisan immigration reform. Republicans are calling Obama's proposals at the State of the Union address as being overly reliant on government. Florida Senator Marco Rubio.
His solution to virtually every problem we face is for Washington to tax more, borrow more, and spend more. This idea that our problems were caused by a government that was too small, it's just not true. In fact, a major cause of our recent downturn was a housing crisis created by reckless government policies.
In a separate Tea Party response, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul said both parties are to blame for the rise of the deficit.
Both parties have been guilty of spending too much, of protecting their sacred cows, of backroom deals in which everyone up here wins, but every taxpayer loses.
Foreign policy-wise, President Obama announced that 34,000 troops, which is about half of the U.S. force in Afghanistan, will withdraw by early 2014. Afghan troops will fill the vacuum caused by the withdrawal of U.S. troops over the next 12 months. Afghan parliament member Zahir Sadat said as long as the country's military has the logistical and technical support, he felt confident that the military could take control of the country's security. But he warned the U.S. administration that they should avoid repeating mistakes of the past.
If they leave Afghanistan like they leave it in 1990s, then it will be a very serious issue, and I think Afghanistan will again will be in a big problems, and strategically, and it will be out of control for any administrations.
Obama's speech on Tuesday also comes less than a day after North Korea carried out its third underground nuclear test. To that end, Obama said the U.S. would strengthen its missile defense and help the world respond to the threat posted by North Korea. For CRI, I'm Shen Chengcheng.